Republicans have claimed that nuclear power could be the answer to solve global warming. Here's U.S. Senator Lamar Alexander of Tennessee making his case on a YouTube video from his office.
We say find more American energy and use less. Energy that's as clean as possible, as reliable as possible, and at as low a cost as possible. And one place to start is with 100 more nuclear power plants.
However, former Nuclear Regulatory Commission member Peter Bradford says the economics of building 100 new reactors does more harm than good.
One study that's reviewed the cost of new reactors indicates that the country, if it did build 100 new reactors over the life of those reactors, would pay somewhere between 1.9 and $4.4 trillion more than they would by making the least cost choices.
Bradford says estimates peg the cost of new nuclear power around 12 to 15 cents per kilowatt hour. He says that's four times more than wholesale electricity generated today.
We need to get a cap and trade type program in place, and then we'll begin to see a much clearer picture of which sources provide the greatest savings at the lowest cost.
Bradford says energy efficiency, wind energy, and natural gas are likely sources that will provide those savings. However, backers of nuclear power say it would create jobs, lower utility bills, and avoid expensive cap-and-trade mandates. According to the U.S. Department of Energy, Wisconsin maintains two nuclear power plants that provide over a fifth of the state's electricity. In La Crosse, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.